This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, tensions rise at Cave Hill St. Michael after a man is killed by police. The acting attorney general says more work is needed to ease the backlog of cases in the judicial system. Wesley Hall students have been relocated smoothly to two new locations. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons rolling out digital literacy programs for senior citizens. And U.S. President Trump says a second Venezuelan vessel destroyed in international waters. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Tension is high at Cave Hill St. Michael, where residents are accusing police of unlawfully killing a man shot dead yesterday. Police insist the man opened fire while fleeing a patrol, but residents are adamant there was no confrontation.
Do whatever you do, or whatever, when they could prison the man, or say when they go kill the man, big man. We's got we guns for other people, big man, because we still got to look after ourselves, make sure we good, big man. You ain't no fight, no name. Like, any day, no, you ain't supposed to go.
Some man come here and kill me, good friend.
I'm a man that he never went jail, he never do no boy name, nothing boy. And the man come here and shoot he big man. So we's got these things for himself.
All I see, if a man running for life, run away from one of why woman want shoot he, kill he, running, huh? Kill he dead up in there.
The guy was here, no matter what they're seeing, them pull up however they wanted to pull up, run the guy across the pasture, and as soon as they break the wall, to lay the sight of people, and all they're saying is the guy dead. You understand what he's saying to you? So, like, no one actually saw the initial shooting, but we saw the interaction of the person being run down. You understand what he's saying to you? And it's totally unfair being one boy to see that people was out here doing nonsense. We out here selling breadfruits and bananas and all type of vegetables and things just to earn a little dollar and keep yourself cool. We know how the tragic situation in the neighborhood where guys pass and kill one of we own neighbors the same way. And here comes the police to kill somebody again to put me back in our tragic situation we fighting to get out of. It's not right.
Angry residents of Cave Hill, St. Michael. Meanwhile, the Barbados Police Service explained that the deceased did in fact draw a weapon and targeted the lawmen. Police Public Relations Officer Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite is giving the assurance that the investigation will be thorough.
All investigations are held to the highest standard. We treat all investigations the same, whether it's the public to public or police to public. So we will give our all in this investigation and to bring the investigation to a successful close. Very transparent investigation.
Police Public Relations Officer, Acting Inspector Ryan Brathwaite. Acting Attorney General Wilfred Abrams says while progress has been made in reducing the backlog of cases in the courts, more work still needs to be done. Speaking at the Supreme Court complex as the 2025-2026 legal year commenced, Mr. Abrams welcomed an initiative announced by the Chief Justice of Barbados that will ensure certainty in trial dates.
We have seen the backlog coming down, but it is a significant backlog. And while the Chief Justice has pointed to some improvements made and some victories won, right, we're not yet out of the woods on that. And it has to be a concerted effort by all the players involved. So the new initiative in relation to the certainty of trial dates is a good one because, quite frankly, unless things actually do come off, then all we can be able to pick at is the ones that can be mitigated or negotiated or settled. But for those, you will always have some matters that are incapable of being settled, where somebody wants their day in court. For those who want their day in court, or for those matters that require nothing less than a day in court, then there must be certainty and they must be able to have their day in court and a judgment be given and a judgment rendered.
Acting Attorney General Wilfred Abrams. The Ministry of Educational Transformation is reporting a smooth transition of students of the Wesley Hall Junior School to two new sites. Class 3 and 4 students were relocated to Westbury Primary and St. Leonard's Anglican Church for the remainder of the school term while repairs are carried out on the school plant. The move follows complaints about the previous facilities. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw told Starcom Network News that teaching has continued without major disruption.
The students and staff were warmly welcomed, and as a result, the ministry was pleased that arrangements could have been made to make staff and students more comfortable. There was a slight challenge with the prompt arrival of the bus designated for transportation of students from the Bessie Hall Junior School site. However, the Chief Operations Officer of the Transport Board, Ms. Linda Holder, has assured that the challenge should not reoccur. Overall, the day was one where there was quality teaching and learning.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Agriculture Minister Indar Weir says government will continue to do all that is possible to reduce the price of food in Barbados. He was responding to concerns raised by many callers in recent weeks on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks.
You know, it is painful sometimes to listen to some of the contributors to the call-in programs who take what is a good thing and distort it, just in the name of frivolous politics, because Barbadians have been complaining about the price of food. I cannot bring down the price of every item that people consume, but the basics, yam, sweet potato, watermelon, peppers, cucumbers, okras, pumpkins, cassava, all those things that we can control, we have targeted, and we will make sure we continue to bring the price down.
Minister of Agriculture, Food and Nutritional Security, Indar Weir. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons, BARP, is stepping up efforts to equip its members with the skills needed to navigate today's technology-driven world. At a recent press conference, BARP President Marilyn Rice Bowen underscored the importance of digital literacy for seniors, noting that it is essential for their full participation in modern society.
We recognize that we are in a highly digital period, and most of our members are not as digitally aware as they ought to be. And part of our major remit is to prepare our members for that digital space. We have the Legacy Business Center, and come November, it's November, we're going to ramp up some training on digital awareness. Come January of 2026, we've partnered with the Central Bank of Barbados, and we're going to roll out a first-class initiative where we're going to be training members in the digital arena. But what's equally important, they're going to be using tablets as well.
President of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, Marilyn Rice Bowen. The Road Safety Association is supporting a proposal raised by Friends of Democracy for flyovers to be constructed at strategic locations to deal with heavy traffic during the school period. Public Relations Officer Erskine Cumberbatch says the additional road infrastructure will benefit everyone.
I do not believe that flyovers are for the purpose only of school period, like morning and afternoon going to and from school. Flyovers will benefit everybody, whether it be morning, noon, night, or whatever. And I have no problem with flyovers. Flyovers are going to help, and that depends too on where they put the flyovers, how you're going to use them, etc. Now, if you're going to use flyover, you're going to fly over from Sargent's Village or beyond Sargent's Village, and your next exit has to be in the Bell, where you have a wide area of getting off and onto the highway. And from there, it would have to be somewhere across out to Warren Pass, Warren on top of the hill or whatever.
He believes staggered school hours can deal with the perennial traffic problem.
But I think one of the most important things is school time, is we having to wherever the times set of everybody going to school between 8 and 9 o'clock. Some schools could start at 7:30, some could start at 9. That means we're going to have schools finishing at just after midday, some finishing at 3 and some at 4 and whatever. We would have to stagger the school periods.
Public Relations Officer of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Erskine Cumberbatch. And U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the U.S. military has carried out a strike on what he said was a Venezuelan drug cartel vessel that had been on its way to the United States. According to Trump, three men were killed in the attack yesterday in strikes that occurred in international waters. Trump posted a video of a boat bobbing in the sea before exploding in a ball of orange flame as he announced the strike on social media. Recapping the headlines. Tensions rise at Cave Hill St. Michael after a man was killed by police. Acting Attorney General says more work is needed to ease the backlog of cases in the judicial system. Wesley Hall students have been relocated smoothly to two new sites. The Barbados Association of Retired Persons rolling out digital literacy programs for senior citizens, and the U.S. president says a second Venezuelan vessel destroyed in international waters. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.